Chapter 34. Kelsey sat down in the police interview room with a shudder. Her mind crashed back to her arrest 18 years prior. She couldn't believe she was back there with the same lawyer beside her, the only difference being that this time her lawyer didn't know the full truth of the matter.
Good afternoon, Miss Bailey. Thank you for coming to interview with us today. For the purposes of the audio record, may I reiterate that you are here in a voluntary capacity and that we appreciate your cooperation. Present with Miss Kelsey Bailey is myself, Detective Jane Clarkenwell, Sergeant Damon LaRue, and Miss Bailey's attorney, Miss Valentina Hadley.
Val's presence was a great comfort to Kelsey. Michael's mother had saved her bacon all those years ago, and Kelsey was confident she could do it again.
Are you comfortable, Miss Bailey? Have you been to a police interview before?
That's an irrelevant question,
interjected Val. The detective nodded with a smile, then flicked through Kelsey's file, raising her eyebrows ostentatiously as she turned the pages.
You had quite the upbringing, said Clarkenwell.
You're straying from irrelevant to unprofessional, detective. I suggest you dispense with my client's personal history and cut to why you've brought us here today, said Val.
We strive for the highest professional standards here, ma'am, I can assure you. Something I'm sure your client can relate to.
Kelsey's heart fluttered. Clarkenwell was fishing, trying to provoke her. Did that file have evidence against her? Could they prove what she had done?
Tell me, Miss Bailey, how does a former recipient of the foster system come to be director of the city's fertility center?
Hard work, tenacity, and a great deal of personal sacrifice, said Kelsey.
Quite,
mused the detective.
We've had reports of malpractice at your center, Miss Bailey, namely the misallocation of children, said the sergeant.
Is that a question? Said Val.
Has Miss Bailey ever witnessed malpractice at the facility? If so, what steps were taken to report or remedy this? Asked the sergeant.
Val looked at Kelsey expectantly.
I have no recollections. In my experience, the center has largely been a force for good, said Kelsey.
Largely, but not entirely?
Elements of the child allocation system are flawed.
Interesting. Do you think such views might drive a person to undermine the system?
Kelsey swallowed.
Don't answer that,
muttered Val.
Miss Bailey, continued Clerkenwell, tapping Kelsey's file. If you have something to share, I suggest you do so now.
Kelsey could feel her brow moistening.
Are you accusing my client of something specific, detective, or just fishing for clues?
Said Val.
I'm just doing my job, ma'am, as are you, as is Miss Bailey. To that end, I would love to know more about these flaws she perceives in the system. What kind of things are we talking about?
Birthing practices are confidential, said Kelsey.
You seem nervous, Miss Bailey.
I'm fine, said Kelsey.
Perhaps you can talk in general terms about your grievances with the system.
To what end, detective? Either you have a case against my client or you don't. We're not here to help you build one.
I'm merely asking questions, ma'am. If your client has nothing to hide, there's no harm in answering. Miss Bailey, your grievances?
The memory of switching the triplets flashed across her mind again. Kelsey shook her head, gathering her thoughts.
In my opinion, our birthing system is imbued with injustice. Initially, I petitioned the ministry for change, but my predecessor was hostile to the idea. I have accepted the limitations of my position and chosen to focus on helping families downstream in the pipeline, said Kelsey.
Sounds to me like you still want change, though. If you could change the system, would you?
Enough with the leading questions, interjected Val.
It's legitimate, shrugged Clarkenwell.
You're constructing a false narrative around my client and trying to get her to incriminate herself, which is ludicrous given that you've still not explained why we're here. My client is a dedicated professional, committed to the care of all children commissioned and distributed through her facility.
Okay, let me put it another way then. Given your clear frustrations with the system, Miss Bailey, and your predecessor's attitudes towards reform, have you ever been tempted to go against protocol?
You don't have to answer that,
urged Val.
No, I'm sick of this, snapped Kelsey. I resent the implication that wanting to improve a system would make me some kind of criminal. There is a multitude of improvements that could be made to the ministry systems. And if you've been on the receiving end of them as much as I have, maybe you'd understand that.
I care about the impacts of my work. Maybe if your facility did the same, the city would be a better place. Tell me, detective, are you people still throwing minors in infinity chambers?
Clerkenwell's mouth soured. Her sergeant's eyes widened.
Where did you hear about that? He flapped. That's a very serious allegation. If you wish to register a formal complaint, we can absolutely...
Me! You people did it to me, 18 years ago. I've worked day and night to make something of my life after institutions like yours failed me time and again. And my reward is to be harassed at work and judged by two hypocrites like you?
We're done here. Kelsey stood up in disgust, mastering all the pious rage she could muster, and hoping to high heavens that it was as convincing a performance as it felt.
Miss Bailey, please sit back down, said Clerkenwell.
Are you formally charging my client? If not, she's at liberty to leave, said Val.
I'm sure your client will want to hear the outcome of our investigation into the archival materials. Her name came up.
Clerkenwell slid a folder across the table.
This may come as a shock, Miss Bailey. I'm sorry you had to find out this way.
Kelsey stared at the documents before her. On the left was the birth certificate of a child she didn't recognize. On the right was her own daughter's name.
What is the meaning of this? Said Val.
18 years ago, under your predecessor's watch, there was an irregularity. Multiple irregularities, in fact. It appears yours was one of the families affected.
What are you saying?
I understand you are Miss Bailey's mother-in-law, which makes her children your grandchildren, yes? The child on the left is your actual grandchild, but for reasons unknown, she was reassigned to another family. The child on the right is, in fact, another family's child, which you've been raising through no fault of your own,
said the detective. A knot tightened in Kelsey's stomach. Val's shoulders slumped as she read the birth certificate of the unknown child.
You mean this is my grandchild? She said, her voice cracking.
Kelsey stared at the table in silence.
I appreciate this must be a shock to both of you. We're seeking to bring justice to the matter. Miss Bailey, would you be prepared to testify against your former director? Said the sergeant.
What happens to my daughter now? Asked Kelsey faintly.
Which one? The child you've raised or your actual?
Olive is my actual daughter, fumed Kelsey. I've tended to her night and day since she was a baby. Don't you dare tell me she's not my daughter.
Of course, ma'am. It's a sensitive situation, began the sergeant.
You haven't answered her question, snapped Val. What happens now?
Well, given that both individuals are now legally of adult age, there is no further action to be taken. The matter of parentage is somewhat moot, said the sergeant.
Moot? You're calling our family's lineage moot? Said Val.
Can I contact him? The boy on the left, I mean, my son, said Kelsey.
Technically, he's your partner's son. Being a spouse, your only parent by proxy, but...
Clerkenwell elbowed the sergeant, halting his clumsy rambling.
I understand why you'd want to make contact with your son, but I'm afraid that won't be possible, said Clerkenwell.
The detective leaned forward to retrieve the photocopied birth certificate, but Kelsey snatched it up, clutching it to her chest.
You're telling me I have a son, and now you're telling me I can't see him? Why the hell not? Fumed Kelsey.
Because, ma'am, your son died on his 18th birthday.